call the meeting to order for the Montville Public Safety Commission meeting on October 28th, 2024. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy is absent. Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Callahan is absent. Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Are there any alterations to the agenda? Do you have anything? Okay. Any special recognitions or presentations? Communications. I've received the fire marshals, the police, the animal control, nothing from the building official, and Mohegan and Oakdale departments. I did receive. Anybody got any more that they got?
This one.
Yeah, that's the Mohegan. Okay. To consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting of September 23rd, 2024. Have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Carried. Remarks from the public. Agenda items only, 3 minute limit. Remarks from the public, agenda items only, 3 minute limit. And third time, remarks from the public, agenda item only, 3 minute limit. Nobody? Remarks from department heads. Lieutenant Radford.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. The monthly statistics for the animal control are as follows. The town of Montville, month of September, the number of animals impounded was 9 for 32 year to date. Number of animals sold as pets was 1 for 4 year to date. Total complaints investigated were 50 for 185 year to date. Total animal bites investigated was 2. For a total of 7 year-to-date. Total enforcement action was 1, a total of 3 year-to-date. And total other calls for service were 57 for a total of 175 year-to-date. The activities for the month of September for the town of Salem, they had 3 complaints investigated for a total of 11 for the year. They had 1 animal bite investigated for a total of 1 for the year. Got just a few bits of interest here. The Montville Police Department held its first annual fifth quarter bonfire, which took place on 10/10/24 after the homecoming football game. This was a huge success, and we look forward to doing it again bigger and better next year. Thank you to all that assisted with this event. The fire departments, public works, and especially the fire police. Without all of you, this would not have been possible. We concluded our new canine process, and we're happy to announce that Officer Byron Moore will be our next patrol canine handler. Thank you, Commissioner Gillette, for your assistance.
Yes, sir.
I applied for the fiscal year 25 DRE grant, which is our drug recognition expert, the instructor grant. And we were awarded $44,938.37 for the upcoming year. He uses that for all his instruction, education, travel, training, everything that he does.
What was that number again, sir?
I'm sorry?
What was that number again?
$44,938.37. I've also applied for our fiscal year 26 DUI grant. I'm currently awaiting a response for that. I put in for just under $65,000. I don't have the exact number until I get the grant back. I will also be applying for our distracted driving grant, the high visibility enforcement. That doesn't take place till April. We just got the information. I just basically replied, so I'll be getting the grant information to fill out. But again, that's not till April of next year. But it's the same one we did this past year. It'll be a 30-day process. Other than that, I just wanted to say happy birthday to the October 28th babies. Unless there's any other questions?
Anybody have any questions?
Thank you
very much.
Thanks.
Good evening. John Meagle from the Fire Marshal's Office, Deputy Fire Marshal. To give a report for Paul Barnes, which is not here tonight. Inspections of businesses and apartments, 98. Incident response from myself is 3 fire alarms and 1 hazmat. Request for the scene of Q54 is 1 hazardous. 1 burn permit issued, and construction projects are inspected are 4. Also that during the month, we went to the 3 elementary schools to do fire prevention. Did a total of 873 kids at Mohican, Murphy, and Oakdale during the fire prevention. Also, all of them were given bags as usual. It was a great success. Had a big issue with getting fire apparatus there. Very, very limited. Chesterfield is the one that actually showed up with their apparatus, and it was great for the kids. So I'd like to thank the Chesterfield Fire Department for coming forward and helping me out with that. Also, I'd like to thank the SRO for the police department. She did very well. She helped me out in time of need, while the paid guys, correction, the career gentlemen, were out doing calls, coming back and forth. So I appreciate that, and thank you, the Montville Police Department. And let's see. Also, I just wanted to just bring up the subject of the ESO on where we stand with that. Our fire investigations and logging them is still on hold until we can get the program processed. So I'm still working on that. Any questions?
Why is it still on? Have we talked to, or did we get back anything from the other fire departments if they're going to jump on board with the ESO system? But he just said his fire investigation is on hold.
I think it's 2 separate subjects.
Are you trying to put that all into ESO?
I'm trying to put the our fire investigation, so we can log them properly, into ESO. If we create the incident, which is created by the CAD system, it's dropped into ESO. It's not being filled out, because we don't have anybody logging apparatus, things of that nature, or classification for the call itself, which will then open up that module for us to do our investigations and to log it into there. So we're still waiting for that to occur at this time.
And who are we supposed to get this information from? The 4 fire departments?
The 4 fire departments, yes. And I've also been talking with ESO one-on-one, and they've given me multiple prices. I have them in my book here in regards to it. It's going to be about $1,000 per department, and that includes multiple items, such as logging activity, logging the calls, keeping up with personnel. There's just multiple modules on that. I've also have done, hold on 1 second, right here what you see. Started logging in all of the properties in town so that we can do pre-planning. Okay, this is all the work that I've been doing, working hard on. And it's still, I'm doing the pre-planning. The problem is that if I'm going to be doing the pre-planning and you guys, if no one's going to be approving it, then I'm wasting my time. But this is a very, very, very strong system. I even spoke to ESO at the Fire and EMS convention this weekend, and they said the majority of Connecticut is on ESO.
So what would you estimate? I know you said 1,000 per department, but realistically, not going to hold you to it. Mm-hmm. Ballpark, what's the bottom line for the whole thing?
For the bottom line? $4,000 or $5,000.
Is
I
that
have
a one
each individual quote right now broken down to each department.
That's fine.
A one-shot deal or annually? Or
it's going to be annually.
But we already have the ESO system that we pay, the town of Montville pays for.
So the town of Montville paid for four individual departments, which is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we were paying for departments that weren't using the program. So we were actually wasting money. So what I did was I went back to them and said, listen, first of all, we need to straighten this out. So we went from four departments down to one, and that is the town of Montville as one department. And that itself is just $1,000 itself, or a little over $1,000, and it logs everything on it.
So you would need the information from the four fire departments to channel through, say you're in charge of ESO. Channel through you, and that'll be all on one system?
That's correct.
Will they be able to see what they inputted?
Yes. At any time, these individuals will be able to query anything they want, and anything that they are not able to query, I can make up a chart for it. Just like I did with the live burn permits and all the other stuff that Paul's currently reporting, we went from a spreadsheet to ESO because I created those one-click reports right on ESO. So all he has to do, instead of counting individually on the spreadsheet, all he's got to do is query, boom. His numbers are there. Very simple, very up to date, and very easy. So, and any changes to the program itself, they just come to me, and I'll change it. And again, as I said in the last meeting, it's a simple task. What was an individual doing during the time of a medical? They didn't have going to the bathroom or using the bathroom, so I put it in there. Took 10 minutes. Where with EMS charts, you have to wait and wait and wait for someone to do it. You have an administrator here right on site that I'm able to do it.
Have you reached out to the fire chiefs regarding, I don't know if you did or not, I'm just asking.
I have brought up the subject. Some of them don't want to hear it from me, and nor will they take the time to be able to think about it.
Okay.
Should I say? It's bad terms. I shouldn't say think about it, but they don't want to look into the program at all.
You said there's money being spent already that's allocated for it. How much would you say that is? And what I'm trying to understand is, would we be at a wash if we were to not do whatever you say we're not using and spend that $5,000 to move forward with the new proposed?
We would be able to go forward with it. If it is, it's within a couple $100 to be able to change everything, to fine tune everything.
Yep.
Give or take a few $100. Now, I'm not saying over $500, probably under $500. Again, all the quotes are here. They're ready to be enacted. Things of that nature.
But you can't do it unless all four departments. You can do your job.
Yes.
You can't do the job. Like if the mayor came to you and wanted to run some certain report for this town, you couldn't do it accurately because you don't have the information from the four fire departments.
That's correct. So anytime the mayor would need anything from me or anytime that you would need anything from me, I don't even have to come here to the town hall. I could do it right out in the field. Everything is cloud-based. I do everything in my vehicle. There's been a recent complaint that I was out by the movie theater sitting in my vehicle. That's because everything is on here. This is where I do my paperwork, and I'm available for all three Oakdale, Mohican, and Montville in that area to respond to calls. So,
Mr. Chairman, isn't that what 13A is about?
Yep.
So why are we? I don't understand why we're debating this now.
Well, just because it was part of his report.
Yes.
So. I don't think it's a debate. I think it's a question
regarding his report. I have one real quick one. You were talking about fire prevention in the schools. How about daycares? Do you do fire prevention in the daycares?
We have not gotten out to the daycares yet. I haven't had a full list of them. This year was because of COVID, finally getting back into the schools. The teachers were massively thankful, and the students were so excited. It was only me that was doing the fire prevention. Again, I had two of the paid firemen, and I had a couple of people from Chesterfield. But besides that, I did all by myself the whole entire week. I didn't have any help from anybody else. So it was hard for me just to even keep track of that. But I'd be more than happy to go forward into the middle schools. That's my next step, and the daycares when
That's
doing
good.
It.
That's
but also, just to make it aware that when it comes to allocating funds, I was barely able to make get what I needed for the current budget that I had. So it was very, very little. You're talking a few dollars. So I didn't have any extra money even for the kids, the little ones in daycares. Not saying it shouldn't be done. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But I'm willing to expand the fire prevention program. So
expand your budget.
But
Deputy Fire Marshal, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
With regards to the fire and all the warnings and everything you folks put out, great job on that. Can you speak to that? Are we prepared for that if something happens? I know East Lyme was on the news this evening. They're having issues.
Okay.
Just where do we stand with that? Just a quick 30 seconds where we stand. Are we prepared?
At this time, social media has been notified that we are currently in a fire ban. We are also being updating Region 4, the Demis, every day. They send out an email asking if we have anything. I also went to the meeting for Demis per the request of the heads on Saturday. And just to make sure that if we needed any air support of any sort, any resources, they were just reallocating what was available at the time. So we have nothing on our current webpage. I will look into that tomorrow morning.
Beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
The public safety or the safety day at Home Depot, do you have any information on that?
Yes, I do apologize. That was one of the items that I did not get to. We did safety day on the 5th and over at Home Depot. That was a huge success. I actually asked my department if I could borrow their fire extinguisher prop. That's where we actually have live fire, and people use fire extinguishers, and they put them out. And that was a huge success. It was a great, and people were very thankful on that and me bringing that. So I was there doing it with the kids, and I had a help from one of the Oakdale people for my tent. Also, for Home Depot, a week later, management from Home Depot actually asked me to come in and do their fire extinguisher training, which was a huge success also. I was there for 4 hours doing that, and we got every employee from first and second shift, and we also got a fire drill in. So obviously the fire prevention is getting out there, especially with one of the biggest buildings that we have. It was a success.
That's very good.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Committee and liaison reports. Fire department, Commissioner Perkins.
So I had the volunteer firefighters relief committee meeting this evening. That's regarding the stipends. So for the third quarter, which is July through September 2024, Montville Fire Department has 8 stipends and 2 tax abatements. Mohegan has 9 stipends, and 0 tax abatements. Chesterfield was not available at the moment. I believe he was on a fire call. Oakdale had 8 stipends and 7 tax abatements. From the Montville fire activity for September 1st through September 30th, we had 34 fire calls, 223 ambulance calls. The breakdown of those calls was 213 was from Montville in town. 7 of those were lift assists, 3 assists from out of town, and 7 assists out of town. From out of town is what the 3 came in, 7 Montville went out. And that's all I have for this evening.
Animal control, Mr. Callahan's not here. We got the report from Lieutenant Radford. Police department liaison, Commissioner Gillette, anything else?
Total calls of service were 984. Infractions were 23. Misdemeanors were 8. Written warnings were 126. Total citations were 157. That's all.
All right. And building department, I have nothing to report. Remarks from the fire chiefs. No chiefs here this evening. Unfinished business. To consider an act on a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data and observe trends and effectiveness. And that kind of goes in with 13A, but I don't have any more information on that. Item 12B, fire companies radio system upgrades. Commissioner Baker.
I have nothing new unless Lieutenant Radford as well. So everything is moving along.
I hope so. Discussion regarding the town of Montville's preparation to respond to catastrophic emergency like that in Oxford. Deputy Meagle, you have anything that Paul might have given you?
At this time, we don't have anything. We have to get an update of all the dams that we have from Demis. So we're working with that and and DEP to make sure that everything is up to date. We know what's private and what's has to be kept up. We do have the emergency the EOC needs to go into operation if we need to. It's really on what we have at the time that it occurs and what resources are out there. So
one of the things I had actually talked to Fire Marshal Barnes about was the idea of bridges, an inventory of bridges and where they stand, because you see a lot of these catastrophic emergencies where the bridges have washed out and things like that. So I think we should get a report on where we stand with that aspect as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, sir. I'll take care of it.
Thank you. Discussion regarding next-gen system.
I think the only thing is somebody was supposed to come back with a report for how many pagers we had in town. I think Commissioner Gillette, you asked for that.
All right.
Gary might have had that. I thought he said he was going to get it. So.
Right. Yeah, Gary said he was going to.
Kind of busy. All right. item 13A, new business to consider an act on a motion to approve selecting a subcommittee to review and investigate the two currently used data programs by the town's fire department, ESO, and EMS charts. The subcommittee, upon their review, will report back to the commission with a recommendation as to which program should be the sole program providing data to the town. Thoughts? Deputy Meagle, you want to come back up? This is more in the line of what you were talking about before.
All right. Deputy Fire Marshal John Meagle. So I was looking at the prices of it, and to confirm and to clarify, it was going to be $1,000. It's going to be $1,070 per station, and then there was a couple other additional things to add to it. So it would be a one-time fee. I'm sorry, a reoccurring fee of $3,573, which is what I did not speak of before. So my apologies on the error, but that would be for each department to have their. All the stuff that's listed. Now, if we were to go to one department and have all of the items for us, the price would be increasingly lower. But because for each department to have each individual module, it would be $3,700. But if we go to one department, and we have a list of it, it would be increasingly less. At this time, I don't have that actual number in front of me. It is in an email from ESO, which I can send out to you if requested. So go from there.
Thank you. Really, the motion is just to determine whether we want to select a subcommittee or not. So yes. We're not going into the details as yet. Mr. Mayor?
Well, the last, under the item 15, the mayor, it's in our minutes that we're supposed to appoint a three-member subcommittee from the commission. That's what the mayor asked for. So I think we have to do that tonight.
Okay. I think we've actually heard a lot about, especially the ESO. Anybody have? So I'm looking for a motion. Well, the motion's right there. All in favor of approving selecting a subcommittee to review the two data programs, say aye.
Aye.
Excuse me. Roll call vote. I'm sorry. Roll call.
This is just to have a subcommittee?
This is to create a subcommittee.
No.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette?
No.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
I get to break the tie. I'll say yes. We got to get this thing moving. We keep talking about this month after month about getting information.
Are we in discussion mode now? Or are you just voting for
us? No, we voted on it.
I'm not against it, but I just want to make a point. We have these subcommittees and then nothing gets done. I think we should just, he came up with a bunch of information. If we, as the committee or the commission, need more, he works for the go and ask him for it. Let him do the legwork and all that information. I'm not against the ESO, but I just think we always have committees. And
well, I mean,
that's the only reason why. I wasn't against ESO. It's just the committees. That's all.
Understand.
I mean, I would think that if we create a subcommittee of three commissioners, and we are tasked to look into both programs and come back with a recommendation, I would think that subcommittee would meet with entities from the town and also the fire chiefs to get everyone's input. So whoever's going to be on that subcommittee, that would be their job to call these meetings and bring back information. And if one of the chiefs is more versed on it than the others, then I would think that that chief should be coming to that meeting to express why they feel their program is better.
Okay.
Can I'm talking still. Stop.
Just to close out the motion passed 3-2.
That's why I asked if we were in discussion now.
Yeah. But now we can just, now we're to the point where we've passed the motion to create the subcommittee. Now we have to create the subcommittee.
Correct.
Who wants to be on the subcommittee?
Can I? I still want to, with the subcommittee, I think you should have other members on it than the commission.
Well, I mean, this was to create a subcommittee of the Public Safety Commission, okay, which isn't to say that three members of the commission create the committee and we decide that we need more people on the commission or on the subcommittee. That's fine. Well, we have this, now that we've passed the motion to create the subcommittee, now we can go ahead and create it.
I don't agree with that. We're the commission. The mayor asked us to create a subcommittee as appointed by the commission to look into both programs. So then it would be up to the subcommittee to call meetings of all the entities involved in the process.
Excuse me, you don't agree with what?
I don't agree with adding any more people.
Absolutely. He just not to, so we don't continue on. He already just said that the subcommittee is in charge of that. So when you all have your subcommittee, then you can decide whether you call anybody in.
Yeah, we can call
He already
more.
Just stopped that.
Yeah, he
agrees with you.
More. Yeah.
Okay. As long as that's the way it's going to go, that's fine.
Who wants to be on a committee, subcommittee?
I'll be on it, because I'm tired of talking about it.
Thank you.
I'll be picking your brain over the next couple of weeks, if that's okay, Deputy.
Absolutely, sir. If you would like to set up, I'll be more than happy to have a presentation available for you.
Lieutenant Radford, is this in your wheelhouse, or is this, or am I in left field to assume that you're part of this? Because if so, I'd like to sit down with the two of you together with the other part of the committee, but I'm in no way, shape, or form a subject matter expert on this stuff, so I really need the schmees to sit down and provide the level of granularity that's necessary to make the best decision, and I don't want to labor this. I want to get it done.
Just I'm vaguely familiar with it.
Okay.
So, I'll assist in any way I can.
Okay.
But if I could, Mr. Chairman, just make a point of order.
Please.
There was no motion on the floor when you guys voted. You had read the motion, and there was never a second or anything, so what you guys just did is really invalid at this point. Just FYI, point of order.
Thank you very much. We have a motion going back and getting this thing back on track. We have a motion to consider to enact a subcommittee to review the two currently used data programs by the town's fire departments, either ESO or EMS charts. And I would offer that if there's something else out there, that we look into that as well. Roll call vote.
Nope, we have a second.
Yeah, second on the motion.
Just so I understand the motion, that we're going to create a subcommittee of three commissioners to look into this.
To do what 13A says.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, as long as that's the motion.
Yes. Roll call vote. Do we have this right from your point of view? Okay. Tell us what we're doing wrong.
Now they need a discussion.
Your motion?
Yeah.
Should include what you just said.
Okay.
I would think we need the motion to create the subcommittee, and then from there we can put a motion on the floor to appoint three representatives from the commission. That way it's clear.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I withdraw my attempt.
I'll make a motion that we create a subcommittee of three individuals from the Public Safety Commission to review the ESO and EMS charge programs and make a recommendation back to this body on which one we feel is the most appropriate to be used.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Perkins?
No.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Motion passes 3-2. Now, who wants to be on a commission or a subcommittee? Bill? Commissioner Bauer? Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins, you want to be on it?
Yes.
Good. All right. I would expect that you get together and select your own chairman and then determine what you want to do as far as meetings, and contact Gloria so we can get the notice out there and have it as a public meeting.
To make this legal,
please.
I'd like to make a motion that the three members of the subcommittee appointed by the commission are Commissioner Perkins, Commissioner Bauer, and Commissioner Baker.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit.
Good evening, Timothy Condon, president of the Montville Professional Firefighters, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut. I just wanted to say a couple things. First, last week, two of our career staff, while I can't say they officially delivered a baby here in town, when you deliver a baby, you know, the first thing you have to do is you witness the birth, but what comes after that, the clamping of the cord, the delivery of the afterbirth. We had two members who didn't witness a birth but then had to do everything that we have to do for a birth. So, you know, it's not every day that we get those kind of calls. They're low frequency, not a high risk, but we would categorize it as a high risk. And we were assisted by a couple officers from the town. So, you know, it's not every day that, you know, usually we're going to, you know, heart issues, fires, people in distress. It's not every day we get to enjoy those types of moments. So I just wanted to pass that along to you that a few of our officers and two of our members were able to do that. And they were even asked to sign the birth certificate. I don't know if they did, but they were asked. The other thing is I want to thank you for looking into this issue and moving this forward. I think this is going to serve the town very well to, one, bring it to a close, and two, finally have a retention system for the town, which, as a town employee, I just want to kind of put some weight on what you're doing here. This is a little bit more than just you should have a record, because for my employment, for things like the cancer bill, the PTSD bill, that there's now laws in place. My record of employment with you is not very well captured because our system is fragmented. So to bring a level of gravity of what's going on here is, should something occur to one of your employees in the future, you know, to work backwards and say, were we exposed to X, Y, or Z, or what happened during our career? Currently, the town has no methodology other than, you know, trying to fragment the pieces of trying to go backwards and find out, when did you work, what station were you at, were you on overtime? The town having a collection point like this better serves, and not just us, frankly, the volunteers, because your volunteers move between the fire companies. So just because you're a member of, say, Mohegan or Montville, doesn't mean that you didn't end up in Chesterfield or Oakdale and were exposed to something. So, you know, I just wanted to point that out, that there's a little bit more involved here, that this is a major step forward for the town to have a retention method, and it should be stated that this is your retention method. So whatever you choose, I just want to also make sure that everybody is aware there's nothing prohibiting the manner that we're retaining information currently, where the fire companies are retaining their information. Nothing that we ever proposed, or I think the town is looking for, precludes them from, if the town so chooses to use, let's say they go with ESO, there's nothing saying that the fire company shouldn't track its own data. I would highly encourage that they continue to do that. What you're doing is more of a global view. So, you know, when we move forward with this, just understand, I don't think you're stopping any particular fire company from tracking however they want, using whatever data they want. This is for us at a town level, on a global level, to track that information. So I'm very grateful that we got this on the agenda and that you moved this forward. So thank you very much.
Marks from the public, 3-minute limit. Anybody else? Before you start, I just want to introduce, this is Fire Chief Matt Suarez. He was elected by Mohegan Fire Company as their new fire chief since our last meeting. So.
Thank you. As he said, my name is Matt Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive, chief at Mohegan Firehouse. Sorry I was late. We were out on a call and just then the building's locked. Nobody can get in. So. But I don't know if you guys were given copies. I gave some copies to Karen this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a quick note on the bottom of it that I did not put on there that I meant to. I hand wrote it on mine, but it was some other statistics and calls within Mohegan District with no volunteers responding. There was 50. EMS transports with no paid staff. We did 5 transports to the hospital with no career staff on board, and transports by other departments outside from our district. There was 11 transports that were handled by other ambulances other than Mohegan's, whether it was the tribe or Oakdale's or Chesterfield, you know, whoever it was that came and covered down for us while we were out and didn't get our second ambulance out. So I just wanted to get those numbers out there. And any questions?
No, thanks for coming, Chief. Appreciate it.
Remarks to the public, 3-minute limit.
Smell the smoke.
John Meagle, Fire Deputy, Deputy Fire Marshal. Just wanted to add on to thank Cindy from the Mayor's Office for helping out with fire prevention, along with the staff from the Parks and Rec, and also Melanie Rivera. She also helped out with stuffing all 800 and something of those bags. So I just wanted to mention that they were a great asset, and I'm very thankful.
Marks from the public, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Last time, remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the mayor.
I want to offer my congratulations to the new Mohegan chief, Matt Suarez. Welcome aboard. I also want to thank the outgoing Chief Catano for his service to the town, to the Mohegan Fire Company over the years. I don't know how many years he was on, but quite a few. And we appreciate and thank him for his service. The Fire Safety Day was a good start to an old program, and I'm happy to see it going again. I want to thank the Deputy Fire Marshal Migo for his insistence that it be brought out of dormancy after a few years of just laying there, and it was an opportunity to see what we can do better next year, and I'm sure he will. The pep rally at the high school was well attended, and thanks to the all the four fire companies and the fire marshal's office and the police department and public works for their effort to make that again come back, because we did it many years ago. I think it's a good start again to get that going, and also to Officer Al Shires for coordinating that to make it work. A lot of good comments come from that. The trick-or-trunk had less trunks this year over this past weekend, but it was still well attended, and it was done safely. And thanks to the fire department and the police department, public works, and most importantly, the fire police, because without them, there would have been a lot of holes to be filled. They are responsible for making it safe. I don't know if the lieutenant made any comments regarding the animal control facility. We now have finally got the state approval on the different documents, and that was something I really don't want to revisit ever again. But we are going out, the invitation to bid will go out tomorrow, as well as on the state DAS sites. The site visit by any interested contractor will be on the 5th of November, and the bid openings will be on the 19th of November. So we finally can say we've making a little progress, and it's been quite an experience, I want to tell you. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Town Council liaison is absent. Remarks from commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
All set.
Commissioner Baker.
Yeah, as always, I'd like to thank all the public safety responders that we have in the town for all their hard work and dedication. I know we had a structure fire within the last week or so out in the Mohegan district there. And guys did a great job on it and got there quick, knocked it down. Everything went according to plan. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody injured. So everybody went home safe to their families, and that's all that counts these days. So great job, guys. Keep up the good work.
Commissioner Bauer.
Congratulations, Chief. Well deserved. Lieutenant Radford and Deputy, I'll reach out to you and see what schedule works best so we can move forward on 13A as a group. Again, I'm going to lean on you guys as subject matter experts to help guide and direct us to what right looks like with your experience. And maybe tomorrow or the next day, once we talk, we'll reach out. Thank you.
Commissioner Perkins.
Just want to say the same thing what Commissioner Baker and the mayor said. Thank you to the police and the fire, and also welcome and congratulations to the new chief of Mohegan, Chief Matt Suarez.
Congratulations on getting the grant for the PD and working on the other grants. I'd like to see if we can continue that philosophy across everybody working on getting grants. I hope this subcommittee works well and interviews whoever they need to get the information and come up with a timely resolution to that idea. There's been, I'm sure everybody's seen the media as far as brush fires. East Lyme had one that started about 9:30 this morning. And I don't know, that East Lyme may still be there, but we had people there from Chesterfield, Oakdale, and were you down there, Matt? Oh, okay. So there's a lot of brush fires. We've had brush fires in town as well. Fortunately, we've kept them small. That's all I have. So everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and be safe out there. Thank you. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No, carries.